Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side. Today, I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me is the East Towers Fire Chief, Bill Duquette. How are you today, Bill?
Great, Kevin. Thanks for asking.
Glad to have you on the program. Well, we're not going to talk about firefighting today. We're going to change gears a little bit because there's an event coming up on Saturday right there at the fire hall, isn't there?
That's right, and I'm kind of a third-party observer, but I'm a pretty good one because this is a three-car seat inspection. And I'm a little familiar with this because we let them use the fire station a few years ago to train to be able to properly inspect these and install them.
Oh.
So they kind of asked me if I would kind of promote it because I kind of saw firsthand what they do. So it's unbelievable, Kevin. The class to learn how to do this takes a week. And I thought, how can you take a week to learn to put in a car seat? Well, they came with 100, I'm not exaggerating, 100 different kinds of car seats. And they taught these people that, you know, it depends on what size the child is, what kind of car they have, you know, if they're a certain weight, all these variables to keep your child safe in a car seat. So after a whole week, they were ready to graduate, and we did this a couple years ago where the cars came through and they gave the inspection to make sure that their car seat was installed properly, and they showed them how to do it, and it was really a great program. So that's kind of how I got involved. I loaned them the place to do it.
Wow. All right. And from what I understand, and I know I've crossed paths with car seat inspections in the past, it's amazing how many of them are done incorrectly.
That's right. Well, I think it was 2 years ago or maybe 3 years ago when they did it before. And we had, and I don't know the exact number, maybe 70 people come through, and not one of them was completely correct. Either
wow.
It was the wrong size, it wasn't installed correctly, they had the belt in the wrong place on the child. Not one of them was done correctly, and that's pretty scary because, you know, we're talking about our most precious cargo, mm-hmm. Kevin.
Yeah, you're exactly right there. So it's well worth your time to come on in. I'm sure it doesn't take very long. It's a quick inspection, and they'll make sure that that it's properly put in place.
That's right, and it's kind of a mini class, too. So not only do they inspect, they're telling you what they're doing and why they're doing it. So when you get done, you go out knowing a whole lot more about car seats than when you came in.
Now, again, Bill, it's taking place at the East Towers Fire Hall, and it's happening on Saturday at what time?
From 11 a.m. until 3.
11 to 3. Now, they don't need to make any appointments for this. They just kind of drive in, right?
That's right. We'll have some cones set up, and we'll just kind of start a line, and they'll kind of pull through, and even if it's raining out, it's going to be inside the station, so rain or shine, we're going to be here, and they'll be able to do like three or four cars at once, and the rest of them just kind of line up outside, and then they kind of go out the back door and come in the front, go out the back, and completely educated, and you know, if they have a car seat that's not passing, sometimes they even have a new one that they can put in there and give it to them, and out the door they go with an education and a car seat.
Can't beat that, and it's a free thing, so you know what? If you've got kids in the car and you're not sure about that car seat, come on in. Now, again, where's the fire hall located, Bill?
The fire hall is at 122 Main Street, which is just a block off the main drag in East Tawas. So turn off U.S. 23 at G's Pizza and go one block. It'll be on the right-hand side. Can't miss it.
That's right. Can't miss it. Follow the cars, and make sure you're a part of the car seat inspection this Saturday at the East Tawas Fire Hall. And Fire Chief Bill Duquette, Bill, we appreciate you joining us today, and hopefully a lot of people will show up on Saturday to this free car seat inspection.
I hope they do, Kevin, and thank you for calling.